Jonathan Hooker of New Zealand recently returned to Manitoba and met his biological mother and other family members. He had been searching for them for years. He had been taken from them when he was only a few months old. Karen Strongwind had a similar story, only a year old when she was removed from her family in Winnipeg in 1973. She lived with a non-Indigenous family in Winnipeg. After years of searching, she eventually found her biological siblings and extended family. Strongwind and Hooker are among the estimated 20,000 Indigenous children who were taken from their families between the 1950s and 1980s. Many of those children were placed in non-Indigenous homes across Canada and around the globe. It was a plan of forced assimilation of Native children into white culture. University of Winnipeg history professor Karen Froman says most of the children didn't know about their Indigenous roots.
A lot of these adoptees are learning about their true heritage later in life, and a lot of them were lied to. You know, they were told they were either, you know, French or Italian, right, to explain why they were a little bit brown.
Froman says the 60s scoop was part government policy and part misunderstanding. She says rather than address social problems, it was easier for governments to remove the children. Advocates say as many as 3,000 Indigenous children were sent out of Canada and around the world. They say there must be more support so every one of those children can return home and meet with their families and communities. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.